at a rally in Jamestown, Pennsylvania on March 29, 2008. Obama referenced his two daughters, ages 9 and 6, commenting, "I'm going to teach them, first of all, about values and morals. But if they make a mistake, I don't want them punished with a baby." Only a pro-abortion radical would conceptualize an unwanted pregnancy as being punished with a baby. Obama also chooses conveniently to ignore the great harm abortions have done to African American communities. While African Americans make up only about 13% of the U.S. population, their abortions account for 35% of the total. Since Roe v. Wade was passed in 1973, there have been 13 million African American abortions and a U.S. population estimated at some 37 million. The staggering number of African American abortions since Roe v. Wade would suggest the abortion on demand insistence of the political left is permitting genocide to be waged against blacks in America. Obama's radical pro-abortion views will turn off a large segment of Christian voters who will resolve to oppose vocally his presidential candidacy and vote against him on this one issue alone. One of John McCain's strong points in appealing to values voters will be his pro-life voting record in the U.S. Senate. Through 2006, McCain cast 117 votes in the U.S. Senate on abortion and other reproductive rights issues, 113 of which the National Abortion Rights Action League categorized as anti-choice. In the general election campaign, McCain will be sure to wear this negative designation as a badge of courage, knowing a large segment of Christian voters will turn against Obama once they understand his radical pro-abortion agenda, including his expressed determination to appoint to the Supreme Court only justices who agree with him.